Hey there, friends, foes, enemies, men, women, children, and undecided brand new genders. This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or Jimmy Ellen show. You're watching Valuetainment Presents The Right Show. Today, special Black History Month episode is upon us. Biden bumbles another speech. We have UFC's Dana White walking off my show. Apartments in New York are going for way too much money. And a man joins the women's high school basketball team. It's all happening right here, right now. Let's go! Okay, before we get started, we have a question of the day. I want to know, where are you from and who is your favorite president? Put it in the comments section. Mine, Abraham Lincoln, because why? Republican, freed the slaves, but some people taking it way too seriously. I was in the airport and Southwest Airlines is putting Black History banners over everything and like fists and everything, and it was a little much. I just want to fly like equally. I don't want to just, there's no Mexican History Month there. They never do Persian history. I'm half Persian, I feel left out, but this is what the airport looked like, footage from the road.
Just trying to get on my flight. Black History Month with the oppressive fist.
Man, this don't even say Black History Month. This says Black Hittery Month.
What happened to the S? That's racist. Where the S? How come we don't go to it? You know, there's always going to be a complaint, so we have to be very careful with that. Please let me know if you think it's fair that a airport celebrates one culture's history and not any other. That's up for you to debate. But we're going to do a lot of debating and a lot of laughing with my special guest we have here today. She comes to us from down under. She actually took her skateboard here. Here's a photo of her. This is how she got to work today, looking great on the road. Her name is Amy Dangerfield. Follow her at Automate with Amy. She is a influencer. She's been on Saucecast many times. She's a YouTube creator with millions of views, and now she works media distribution with Valuetainment. Give it up for our special guest, Amy Dangerfield. Woo! So, this is great. You are the first female special guest we've ever had on the show.
Wow, I feel so special. Exactly. Thank you so much. First Australian, too?
First Australian.
Wow, double whammy.
Exactly.
Amazing.
And who better to celebrate Black History Month than Amy Dangerfield, right?
I guess so.
Do they do Black History Month in Australia?
In some capacity, but for the Aboriginal people who are the original, tribe people
that
of
makes
Australia.
Sense. Yeah. Okay, good, good. Mm-hmm. So I always ask people that work here because it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
What's your experience been? What's your favorite part about Valuetainment?
My favorite part about Valuetainment, I mean, from what perspective, since I started working here?
Yeah, since you started.
Yeah, I'd say just everything that I've learned, for sure. Mm-hmm. I have really been big into making content and educating myself about these various different political and economical and social issues that have really been affecting us pretty much since this last election. That's kind of when this stuff really piqued my interest. So that's been my focus. Coming into Valuetainment and an environment with so many incredible content creators, everything from, comedians. We have some conspiracy theory stuff. We have the political stuff. I've just learned so much, and it's a lot that I can apply to my own channel, too.
How many times have you been on Saucecast?
I don't even know.
You don't? Countless.
Yeah, so, over 20.
So that's a message to you guys. If you do a good job on one of our shows and then turn in your resume, you might end up working here, okay?
Well, I'm on Saucecast full-time now, so every single Thursday.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, there's a new announcement. Okay, so I've seen her on there as a special guest as well, but now she is a regular, so there you go. And hopefully you might be a regular here because we're going to go through the news, and the way my show is, this is the news for people who hate the news. So you don't have to like it or enjoy it, but just be ready to make fun of it. That's all we ask. Are you ready to make fun of it?
I'm so ready.
Who's your favorite comedian?
You.
Oh my God. I did not pay her to say that. I thought she was going to say Rodney Dangerfield. You must get that a lot.
Yes, I do. And no respect.
No respect. He has no respect. And no relation to you.
No relation. No
but that's
relation.
A unique last name, Dangerfield.
Kind of. It's really not that rare. Funnily enough, I mean, I haven't actually met anyone by the name of Dangerfield, but if you look them up online,
I will.
There's a lot. Yeah.
I'll start Googling them. Everybody will, looking for your page.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite Rodney Dangerfield jokes is, I get no respect. The other day, a girl called me. She's like, come over. Nobody's home. I went over. Nobody was home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So She knows them all. She's heard them all, guys. That is not the way to win her over with the old jokes like that.
No, so, it is. I love to laugh. It's
okay.
Great.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, someone that also gets no respect is none other than Joe Biden. Now, I don't know a whole lot about Amy's politics, but I know bumbling Joe Biden looks foolish. He makes us look stupid on a world stage. And here he is trying to give a famous quote from my favorite president, Abraham Lincoln. I want Amy to try to follow along and see if you know what he's talking about. Here we go.
And you know, stand here in front of this portrait of the man behind me here. He said, and I want to make sure I get the quote exactly right. He said, the better angel, he said, we must address the council and address the better angels of our nature. And we do well to remember what else he said. He said, we're not enemies, but we're friends. This is in the part of the Civil War. He said, we're not enemies, but we're friends. We must not be enemies. Folks, and I've been around, I know I don't look it, I've been around a long while. And I mean this sincerely. Politics has gotten too bitter.
All right, so that's the end of that famous quote that he read. Can you please give me your best interpretation of what he just said?
Honestly, no. I don't even know. There was like 4 or 5 different broken sentences there.
Yeah, it's actually a famous quote. Abraham Lincoln said, we must address the council and the better angels of our nature as we become not enemies but friends. You know, trying to bring our country together.
Right.
And Biden always said he's the great uniter, and here he is. He can't even get a quote right.
We're not enemies. We're friends. I mean, he said that. That's the one part he got right, I guess.
He got that part right at the end. But to get there, you have to, one thing about being a president is you don't have to be the best at any one thing, but you have to communicate clearly.
Yeah.
And whether you like Trump or not, we're not enemies. We're great friends, folks. Beautiful friends. It's good to have friends. Like, I just like how he would be able to get
No, he's a great communicator, very charismatic communicator. Mm-hmm. I mean, love him or hate him, he can be a little bit divisive, mm-hmm. but incredible communicator.
What do the people of Australia think about Joe Biden?
You know what? I really am not privy to what people in Australia think. I don't keep up with anyone. I don't have any friends there who I keep up with. I've been in the United States for 6 years now.
Oh, 6 years.
I didn't just skate here today on my skateboard.
I saw the skateboard.
You
I thought
insinuated.
She just got here.
No, I've been here for a long time. My mom is very apolitical, so it's really just my mom and my sister who I keep up with back there, and they really couldn't care in the slightest. Mm-hmm. They were very, very grateful that I was here during COVID times, though, because in Australia, obviously, it was very, dictatorial.
Locked people down.
It was crazy what was going on.
We saw the videos. They're grabbing children and forcing them to get the jibby-jabby. We don't say certain words on this show.
I got you.
Well, just like you, we didn't know what a lot of people thought about Joe Biden, so mm-hmm. we went on the streets and we asked unsuspecting people what they pictured Joe Biden doing if he wasn't pretending to be president. It looked something like this.
Joe Biden would be just golfing.
Golfing.
He'd be like a golf instructor or something. He'd be a soccer coach.
Viagra salesman.
Awesome. Dog trainer.
Like a rancher.
A rancher.
I'm getting big rancher vibe.
Concierge. I'll be selling that joint. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Would he help you?
No. You probably forget the room number.
Joe Biden should be out of a job. That's what he should be doing.
Just retire already. So that's what they think he should be doing. So show that to your mom and see if it sways her a little bit, But speaking of presidents, or at least ex-presidents, Donald Trump has made just quite the headlines when he released a new pair of golden shoes. And you probably heard this story, but there's over 1,000 pairs. They're selling them for $400 each. We're going to show you what they look like right here on the screen. They're nicknamed the Golden Showers. And they sold out within minutes, so he has a new line of sneakers. What do you think?
Wow, this is because I watched Saturday Night Live, so of course I saw the skit about the Trump shoes, and I had no idea that it actually related to a real thing.
Absolutely,
So, I mean, fair enough. I would have bought them.
And I'm not mad at them. Show them on the screen again. Those are kind of cool. If you look closely, they are gold. They got the red bottoms. I know women love that.
Yeah, I love that.
They got their red, white, and blue up at the top, and they have a big capital T. So I could see Mr. T wearing those while boxing or anything.
That's nice. Honestly, you got to give it to someone whenever you see merch that you'd actually want to wear. Like usually people do merch in such a corny way.
Absolutely.
But I actually like those.
Yeah, that would be a good Halloween costume. I could see a red, maybe a red, white, and blue cape.
Yeah.
And Mr. Captain MAGA or whatever. That would be Mr. MAGA. That'd be cool. Well, other celebrities and politicians got kind of jealous. if Trump can make $500,000 like that, maybe they can too. Ron DeSantis wants to offer the new Ron D's. They have a special lift in them that give him a few extra inches over his competitors. Hillary Clinton got very jealous. She wants the new cement shoes. I love this. The last pair of shoes they'll ever need. If you don't understand that reference, a lot of her enemies go bye-bye in the bottom of the river. Okay? Next, we have Bill Clinton, who wants to release his own shoes. He hasn't designed them yet, but he knows he wants them to have an extra long tongue. And finally, we got the Joe Biden specials. Now, these are easy to put on, slip-on shoes. We're going to show you right here. Velcro. Oh. And if you act now, they come with a pair of Kamala Harris golden knee pads. So that, too, can help you on your journey. Which one of those are your favorite?
Oh, man, with the Trump ones, for sure. But other than that, I got to say the Ron D's.
The Ron D's.
I like them. I feel like they could be of service to a lot of, short kings.
Exactly. Yeah. Short kings.
The short kings. Got to give love called. To the short kings.
Short kings. Normally, great guys, big income, maybe, nice vehicles and houses, but they just need that extra little lift.
Exactly. They find a way to compensate in every other area except the height. So give them a nice pair of shoes.
Well, I'll tell you this. Some of the greatest rock stars in the world are short, and I feel like that's why they make their voice so big and they're gonna be heard. You look at Bono, Prince, Michael Jackson, so yes. Short kings, and they wear high heels when they perform.
There we go. We love the short kings.
Well, I'm 5'11, so do I qualify? What do I need?
No, you're not a short king. Oh, no. I'd say a short king would be like my height or like shorter.
Okay.
I'm 5'7.
5'7 or shorter. All right, you heard it there, folks. 5'7", get yourself some Ron D's.
And apparently I'm considered tall for a woman in the United
States.
You're
a tall queen for a short king.
It's so funny, though, because I'm very regular height. I swear people by default are like smaller in the United States than in Australia.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah. Australians are bred from criminals down under.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they're
that
the
makes
biggest,
sense.
Worst people
yeah.
that we got. And then they got friendly somehow. I don't know how that happened. All right,
true.
Moving right along. This was very, very interesting. Joe Biden is now promising to forgive the debt of 150,000 borrowers for student debt. So that's going to be a $1.2 billion giveaway. And many people are saying that's like buying votes because Biden's not doing very well in the polls. Mm-hmm. And he's using tax dollars of people who work very hard and they earn their money and they pay their taxes to give it to people who made the deal that if I go to college, I'm going to get this degree that's so valuable that I can elevate my position, and they can't pay their bills and they need the government to help. So how does Australia feel about that? Well,
I don't really know.
I just keep calling her Australia.
What does Amy think about that?
Yes.
So I looked into it a little bit further, and what's curious is it says that it will be applied if the debt is under $12,000, I believed it said. So I found that very interesting. So what, the people who actually invested over and above into their education, maybe went on to do some like higher level of degree versus like a gender studies degree or some irrelevant degree. Screw all you guys for, advancing in your education. We'll just take the $12,000 degrees and wipe those out.
You've got me thinking now. That means it's all the worthless degrees. Because like you say, if you went to medical school, you're obviously over 70, 80, 100,000.
Exactly.
So it's the loser degrees.
100%.
No wonder.
And not to give like a blanket statement like that. Sorry for anybody.
No, I said it. She
degrees,
didn't say it. I said it. Okay?
I mean, it's true though. You're not wrong.
No, and heaven forbid someone actually worked hard and paid off all their debt just last year. And now this is offered. So you're encouraging people not to pay. You're encouraging people not to get a high degree, just a low level, waste your time for 4 years.
And wasn't this originally rejected as well by the courts?
Oh.
And then he went ahead and did it.
Absolutely.
Anyways.
In fact, Joe Biden admits to that in this text right here. Let's take a look at the ex-Twitter tweet put on the screen. I announced a plan to provide millions of working families with debt. Not a joke. Really, for their college student debt, but MAGA Republicans sued us and the Supreme Court blocked it. But that didn't stop me, folks. So what he's basically saying, the great uniter just admitted half the country didn't want this because MAGA Republicans, Joe Biden didn't win by like 20%. He won by like 2%. So 47% of Americans don't want this. And Supreme Court told him no. And the old guy just did it right before the punchline. I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know if there's going to be a lawsuit coming up.
Yeah,
next.
I wonder can you just do anything when you're the president like that? Like, can you just completely supersede the rule of law or any, formal, policies?
That's a great question. We're going to have to get some constitutional expert in here because Supreme Court told you no, Joe.
Right.
It's like no more pudding and you snuck back in the pantry and got some.
People in the comments were saying like this is unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
I don't know enough about the courts.
And And what he should be doing is closing down the border, because that is his job. His job is not to give away billions of dollars to students. It is to actually protect the border, keep commerce going, and to stay out of our lives. And he just can't do it.
That doesn't align with his interests, though.
Not at all. Not during election season when he's at like low 40s right now in the polls. All right. Let's move on to something more fun. MIT has a lot of smart people. They have $100,000 worth of debt, but they earned it. These guys are inventing things you never thought of. This gentleman I'm about to show you made this device where he can think a Google search, and it comes on the screen, and he's searching only with his mind. So take a look at this. We'll get your reaction.
What is 45,689 divided by 67?
Sure.
He silently asked the computer, and then hears the answer through vibrations transmitted through his skull and into his inner ear.
6, 8, 1, 0.9, 2, 5.
Exactly right. One more. What's the largest city in Bulgaria, and what is the population? The screen shows how long it takes the computer to read the words that he's saying to himself.
Sofia, 1.1 million.
That is correct.
People have been working on internal.
Right.
And I got one of the first internal, like, Google Translator computers put in. I'm trying it out. It's an experimental thing. I want you to ask me any question in the world. I'm going to calculate it right now for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And get ready. We're going to put it on the screen once we start calculating. Go ahead.
How many kangaroos are in Australia?
Okay, how many kangaroos are in Australia? Okay, watch. Awesome. Hey, I got distracted. I thought of something else. So we'll figure out the kangaroos later. Let's move right along. That was embarrassing. Okay. Our next story comes to us from Black History Month, and this is an XL Black History Month. When I say XL, you know what that means?
Extra large?
No, extra long.
Oh,
we have an extra day.
Oh, okay.
Because of the February has an extra day, and you were thinking of something else. So listen, we have this that happened at a Costco parking lot. I thought it was very interesting. And so many things happen at once. Just try to take it all in.
Is it damaged?
My car is damaged.
Where?
Right here. If you want to see, you can come over.
Oh, shit.
Why are you hitting my car, lady?
Because it's not damaged.
She fixed it.
Would you get away from me? She's crazy.
I mean, usually what you're supposed to do in an accident is we exchange information.
That was amazing.
Oh. I mean, did she fix the car?
She fixed it.
She
fixed it?
Okay. I'd be happy. But she still wants to get her in trouble.
I got it now.
Look at that. So she still wanted her to be in trouble. Like, there was a fender bender at some point.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, it's not even damaged. She goes, it is damaged. Look at my bumper. She goes, it's not damaged. And popped in. And she's like, and then she clung to the black guy.
What was with that?
That was interesting, right?
Did he know her?
No.
He was standing there like.
He was an innocent bystander. But it just shows, like, we've come so far where a white lady and a black lady can argue. And the white lady will still hug the black man before flipping her off and driving. Like, there's a lot to take in.
Right.
America's come a long way.
That's what you took from that video. Progress.
Progress. Where you can hate everyone and love everyone,
can
too.
Can hate everyone equally now.
Yes, absolutely. Now, here's the one thing that I hate. A San Francisco store is trying something new in an attempt to stop shoplifting. Take a look. They put this sign on the door. Due to rampant shoplifting, Fredrickson's has introduced a one-on-one shopping experience. Wait here and a clerk will be right with you to help you with all your shopping needs. We're sorry for the inconvenience. So that means this store has one-on-one shopping. You can't just walk around anymore. And have you seen the videos of San Francisco? They're locking down Walgreens, Target.
Right.
And now you can't even shop alone. You have to be, like, escorted.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think like 24 stores have actually completely closed down in San Francisco as well. They had like the Old Navy there. There are a couple of tech stores that completely shut down. It's like, how does this solution make more sense than just making shoplifting illegal? Like, why would they decriminalize it in the first place? Yeah, like, you made your bed, dude. Now you got to lay in it.
They should have a police officer that's, like, escorting you around. Yeah. Because what's to say you're not going to go with the guy all
and
around
still
and,
shoplift?
Like, thanks, peace. You helped me find everything.
Honestly.
You can still just peace out.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the law says, right? That the police aren't actually to stop anything.
Right. They're not supposed to. You don't get involved. It's not worth it. You have insurance for that reason.
So what difference is it going to make? Well, having somebody escort you through?
You have an escort. Like, I could just, we should do a sketch where a guy's wearing a ski mask and be like, can you reach for the top one? Okay, thanks, buddy.
That's actually a really great idea for a sketch.
Now they have their new saying, shop around with our chaperone because you can't be trusted to shop alone. And if that's going to happen, then this is going to be something you're going to see in a city near you soon if you won't take care of the crime. So Black, who's the name of the store owner, said over 24 years of working at Fredrickson's, the theft is worse than it's ever been. The staff has had to even drill down pots and pans on displays to keep shoplifters from swiping them.
Wow.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
That you want to admit on TV?
No. I mean, maybe like my sister's clothes or something, but never from a store.
Nice. Oh, that's a big crime, stealing clothes from another woman. Well, that brings me to my next point. I actually, if we're going to do one-on-one shopping at all these different stores, I want to volunteer at my local mall because I know I don't like shoplifting at all. And if they need me this weekend, I'm available. We'll put it on the screen here. To shop and help you ladies with all your needs. All right, so come on down.
So kind.
To the Fort Lauderdale Victoria's Secret. I'll be there.
I will be your chaperone.
And be chaperoning you all over the place. All right, now, Amy, moving here 6 years ago, had to find a place, and I've had to look for places. It is not fun, but nowhere is worse than New York. And you lived in New York for a little while.
Very briefly, upstate New York, though.
Upstate. Well, when you go downstate, you're going to see places like this. It's known as the tiniest apartment in New York, and it's going for $1,200 a month. Let's see what you get for that.
This has to be the tiniest apartment in Manhattan.
There
this it is. This is insane, guys. Check this out. This is the entire apartment.
No.
I know this is an apartment. I cannot make this stuff up.
No.
This is everything. No bathroom, no kitchen. All you have is this closet to my left here. Probably from IKEA, but I mean, does the job.
It so does the job.
So let me show you where the bathroom is.
All right, what,
so
now that we were able what job to see does it do?
This, which is, yes, this is the entire apartment. There's nothing left. I'm gonna show you guys where the bathroom is. Let's go. The bathroom is actually in the hallway, so you have to make your way out of the unit and into here. Where we have this insane bathroom. I mean, hey, this is crazy, but it's also the cheapest apartment. So for $1,200 a month, you can live in what's basically a bedroom.
So I'm a comedian. We don't really need our place a lot. We just go do shows, but Amy, as a woman, you know, a guy, handsome guy, maybe he's making good money. You see him, you know, out in New York, he invites you out, you have a great dinner, and he brings you back to this apartment. What's your next thought?
I mean, where would we sit? It doesn't even look like there is a place to put a chair. Or you say, he said that this is like a bedroom. That's a closet. That's like a walk-in closet. I don't understand how that's even a bedroom.
It looked like a janitorial closet, and they just put new floor and painted it and go, look.
It's like Harry Potter shit, the closet under the stairs, you know?
Yeah.
That's like basically what that is.
So if a guy told you, look, I don't even really live in New York. I'm from California. This is my spot when I'm in New York. Is he getting a second date or?
No. Absolutely not.
There's no place.
I don't understand. Like, are people actually renting out places like that in New York right now?
Yes, because there's a lot of places that have like joint bathrooms in the hallway. You go down the hallway and there's the community. You got to wear like shower shoes in there. And it's like dorm living back in the days when I was in college. We had that community shower. It was not fun.
Right.
Because it's not open. Like, what do you do if someone's in there for 20 minutes getting ready for work? Sometimes you don't have 20 minutes to do whatever you got to do.
Right. So. That's absolutely insane to me. I can't believe someone would willingly live in New York and live in a place like that over moving somewhere more affordable. Like, do you know what you can get for $1,200 a month in other places?
Oh.
Like small, like if your budget is literally that small, you can only afford $1,200 on rent. Like, don't be in New York.
Don't
be in the most expensive city in the country.
No. So I want you guys in the comments to put how many bedrooms, how many square feet could you get in your community for $1,200 a month mm-hmm. because I never paid much more than $1,200 a month in LA. I had three roommates, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. I didn't live in a broom closet, and I had a full size bedroom.
Right.
And I gotta say, like the guy looked at the closet and goes, "This'll do the trick." That closet, what trick? Women have more shoes than goes in that closet.
100%.
So very weird. Speaking of cost inflating, look at this basketball right
here. Airless basketball prototype. It is 3D printed, and the number one question everyone wants to know is, how does it actually bounce? But before I even bounced it, there are other differences. This is a regular NBA ball. It feels different. Like, it's got this slick texture to it. It also smells very different. Kind of smells like a shoe. NBA ball. Airless ball. It's so quiet.
Wow.
That's like 90% of a regular ball. That's crazy.
So when I first saw that, I was like, you know, 3D printed, it's not really a basketball, but it's good for the youth. You can make a bunch of them and give mm-hmm. them to underprivileged kids, yep. and they can practice their skills until I saw this.
Anyway, this thing is $2,500, so don't expect to see it everywhere anytime soon.
That's the cost of 2 months at that little apartment. No. 2 months in the apartment, or if that's what I'm saying. Bidenflation has gotten so bad you can't even inflate a ball anymore.
Oh, wow. Biden's economy, man.
Man, that is tough.
What is going on?
No. What is your favorite sport, by the way? Nothing?
None.
None. She has time.
I'm so sorry, guys. Don't come at me in the comments. Yeah, I literally don't understand anything about sports. There isn't one sport that I've ever gotten into. I feel so bad when I need to distribute the media for Valuetainment Sports because I don't know what the heck they're talking about the entire time.
Well, you can get away with it. But a lot of people are turning on sports because some of our favorite sports stars are getting very weird and pushing their politics on us. Now, this is Dwayne Wade. He wants to do a comedy special for Netflix, which I'm sure it'll be funny. I don't know. But Dwayne Wade, which you might not know, is known for his fashion, which is hilarious. So I wonder if there's going to be a runway element to his special. This is what he wore at a basketball game with Magic Johnson in the crowd. They call that grandma's sweater. It's a knit fit. And the next day he wore this to an event with his wife, which is another knit fit, but a little bit different. He's got the pearl necklace there and everything. So
is that a pearl necklace or a chain?
Maybe it's a chain.
It looks like a shiny chain, the shirt is a little feminine.
A little bit, right?
It's a little feminine.
So he keeps going. He gets a little more feminine. Take a look here. The shorts. What do you think about the short shorts on the beach look for the guys?
Listen, I've never been a big fan, no. But I would rather that than like the crop tops that some guys are sporting now. Have you seen that? Some guys are sporting like actual crop tops, yeah, exposing their midriff.
Bruce Jenner did that back in the day.
I mean, that was definitely maybe some indication for what we could expect. But for like the average guy, like masculine guy, mm-hmm. trying to, you know, sport that type of a look.
Okay, we're going to vote on this one. Hot or not, take a look. This is the shorts with the more formal look.
No.
That's
I feel
no.
like there's a way to do that, but well, this way, no.
He got from this point to here right after that on the orange carpet at the Nickelodeon Children's Awards. He does look like a little kid going to private school.
Yeah.
You got the high tops, the big socks, and then the tiniest shorts and a suit jacket.
Wow.
And it goes one step further. His wife is known for fashion. So I want to ask Amy, who wore it best? Take a look right here.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't she look way better than he does?
Absolutely.
That's a woman's shirt, isn't it?
Yeah, because it looks, it makes sense that a woman's shirt looks better on a woman than a man.
And now
like,
we
no
have
shit,
this
really.
One. Vote on this one for us.
Ooh.
It looks like the suit, the formal suit, but with more of like the laid back pajamas.
Yeah. Kinda no, like, and is it like tied up
like
around
robe.
The front as
yeah.
well?
It's got
yeah,
a robe
no, I feel like that makes it a lot worse as well. Like untie the thing.
Guys, don't do the robe tie with your formal wear, all right?
Please.
And when she's not with him, Gabrielle Union, he's thinking about how to dress himself, and it's not much better. Take a look at this one right here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is a little bit of a Scottish feel, I guess, but it's kind of a Rodman Scottish crossover. So,
damn.
No surprise, that's Dwayne Wade, and I think his boy ended up as a girl now.
Yeah.
So I wonder if
shit. Let's like not normalize men wearing women's clothing. It kind of feels like a pipeline to drag. It feels like a pipeline to trans and all these other things. I blame MGK. Stop normalizing it. Stop painting your nails. Stop wearing skirts.
That's right. Let the women have their space, and guys should have their own.
Jeez.
Now, this podcaster is making waves because of a viral video where he broke down LGBTQIA
plus.
Watch how he totally defines it in a way I've never really thought of, but he breaks it down that we don't need all the letters because of this one reason. Take a look.
All right, bro, do you know what I don't get about LGBTQ yet? So it's like the G is gay. Right. Yeah, so there's L, which is lesbian, which is gay. B, bisexual. Gay. Bisexual. If you tell me you're bisexual, yeah, I already know you like girls. So what you're telling me is you like guys. So you're gay. All right, so, gay. So it'll be G. All them G's will compress into one G. Let me tell you why trans is gay as well. Let's say you're a male that transitions to a female, yeah? So now you're a female. You decide what sexuality you are as a female. So are you a female that's a lesbian? Like, do you still like girls? Or do you like men now? Either way, you're gay. Because as a man, now you've changed. You're either gay as a man or gay as a female. Either way, you're gay. So the first four letters of LGBT is just gay.
Who are you calling a gay woman, bro?
So it's just gay, and then Q is queer, right, which is gay. So the whole thing's gay, blood.
Yeah, man.
There you go. I broke it down. Anyway, all right.
There you go. Broke it down.
Much easier than remembering the whole frickin', you know, I call it the Wi-Fi code, Wi-Fi password community.
That's so true.
The amount of letters and everything
and
that you need to remember.
And there's a new letter coming every week. So I think that was very brilliant. Just gay, 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 gay.
Simple.
Gay.
Yeah. Gay, IA plus.
What do you think?
And it rhymes. Gay, IA plus.
Gay, IA.
Gay,
what do you think? What do you think about people that say that you're a cisgender? Do you know that term?
Yeah, it means, I don't even want to say what it means, but yes, I know what it is.
Well, it just means you're straight.
It just means that you identify with the gender that you're
are.
Which no shit.
Yeah, so that's the default. Why do they make that into a weird term?
Exactly.
Like, I feel like if I'm cis, I got like a disease.
It's,
oh, I'm a cis.
It's because they have a title for what they are, so they feel like at this point they don't just want to be accepted. They want to be equal and even pedestal. Pedestalized and above the average everyday person.
Great point.
And so, of course, they want to give us our own saying, you know, oh, well, if I'm trans, you're cis.
Right.
And it's despicable, you know. Did you see the thing that happened with the ceremony in New York, the celebration of life for the trans woman that happened in New York?
No, I didn't see it.
So it was at this Catholic church. They had this celebration of life, a funeral, but they did not disclose that this person was trans.
Oh.
And so it was literally a mockery of the Catholic Church. They were, you know, using profanities. That, you know, it was a complete disgrace.
And the church didn't know. They got tricked.
Exactly. Wow. And you know what they said? If a cis person dies, do they need to disclose that they're cis? Wow. No. So why am I going to do that if I'm trans? You know, it's just like it's absolutely heinous, honestly.
That's like a trans punked episode.
Yeah, literally.
We got this trans person's dead. We're going to take him to the Catholic Church and do a funeral. The father's not going to know what's happening.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
Thank you, Ashton.
My God.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Now, had I known that LGBTQIA was all just GGGGG,
right.
I wouldn't have had to learn this, which is one of my highest rated stand-up clips. I want to show Amy, see if she laughs. Take a look.
And then I made a mistake. I didn't even know. I said, where's all the LGBTQ students? Make some noise. At that show, the woman got offended. One of the students, she came up. Wait, I just called her a she. Hold on. They all came up at the same time. Because it was one person. She goes, it's LGBTQIAA plus, you idiot. And then she stormed off. I was like, wait, I didn't know they did an update.
Oh, well.
Did you guys know they did an update?
No.
If you did, that's cool. You're like an iPhone 16. You're updated. I'm a little older. I'm an iPhone 7. I'm not quite there. iPhone 7 used to be good. It's not as good anymore, but don't hate on the iPhone 7. It had its time. I had to go home and Google it so I don't offend other students. I go, what's LGBTQIAA plus? And the more you Google that stuff, the more the advertisements start changing on your computer. My suggested items are completely different than they were last year. We think you'd like this. I'm like, oh my God. Add to cart. We'll see.
Add to cart. It's in my cart right now, all right?
Yeah, you can't disrespect the intersex people, all 0.2%.
I had
them.
A girl that she got mad about that joke. She goes, it's not LGBTQIA plus. It's P now. You have to LGBTQIA P. And I asked her, what's P? She said, pansexual.
Wait, where did the P get added?
Right at the end.
Wait, so it's QIA plus plus P.
Yeah.
No, QIA P plus.
Plus.
Holy cow.
And P is for pansexual, and I told her I like deep dish. So, but we don't need to argue. Let's get a thin crust. Let's work it out. So, well, I got to tell you, this has been so fun. This is something new we've added where we have a special guest sit in and see what their takes are. And Amy brought the fire, brought the heat. Give her a round of applause, everybody. That's all we have for Amy Dangerfield. And tell them where they can find you because they want to be fans of you too.
Oh, thank you, guys. You can find me primarily on YouTube. That's really where I'm posting content. I haven't posted in 55 days, but that's about to change. But Amy Dangerfield across all platforms. I talk politics. I talk social issues. A lot of the stuff that's been on here today, just way less funny than Caitlin.
No. She's very funny. And if you want to meet Amy, we're going to start having comedy shows right here at Valuetainment Studios. And these are the people we all work together. You're going to see us around. And I want to say that it's been great having Amy here as well. You're awesome because you stayed the whole time. Wait till I show you what Dana White did. He embarrassed me. Take a look at this jerk.
Are you serious?
I am so happy to be here on a podcast with the one and only Dana White, who is a white guy. Is that how you got your last name? If you don't like that joke, there's more coming, I promise. But we're going to get into it. How we got the bald head, or did you shave it? We're going to dig into all that and more. He's looking alpha. He's looking brave. After this, he's going to go shoot an elk with Joe Rogan or fight a bear. How are you feeling today, Dana?
Thank you for all the kind words. I appreciate it. I am so f***ing tired of doing podcasts. I'm literally done with them. I'm not doing any more podcasts.
Was it something I said? I thought we were doing the podcast. Oh, isn't that embarrassing? So thank God Amy didn't embarrass me like that and she stuck around, but it's been really fun. Okay. That's, anyone know where Amy went? And I'm sure she'll be back. It happens every week for some reason. All right, folks, we're down towards the end of our episode, and we have something very funny that happened. Now, some people say it's real. Some people say it's fake. We're trying to figure it out. You take a look. You be the judge in the comments. What do you think? Four! I think that's what a lot of people want to do to their significant other when things aren't going well. You forgot my birthday, pow! Or Valentine's Day, or my anniversary. All right, folks, if you enjoyed this episode, we want to invite you to tune in each and every week. New special guests, new news where we laugh about it. We tell truth through comedy. We wake America up and the world with laughter. And if you want to come see a live tour date, you go on k-vaughncomedy.com. We got Massachusetts, Virginia, Carson City, Nevada, San Diego, Tacoma, Louisville, Fort Wayne, and Appleton. We're adding new dates each and every week because you guys have been awesome. Coming back here, hanging out with us each and every week, laughing together, that's what it's all about. So thank you for watching The Right Show. We'll see you next week with more. We're out of here. Bye-bye.